Go ahead, take your pants off. Dance for me. Just focus on the music.
He begins playing that enchanting tune. The melody flows into my brain, commanding my nerves to relax. My eyes glaze over. He's right. We're alone. He doesn't seem concerned about my weird boner. Maybe it really is natural. It's just responding to the novelty of this strange situation. It definitely doesn't mean I'm attracted to other dudes, especially a guy who's 3 times my age. My fingers glide to my pants. Without thinking, I pull, sending them falling to my ankles. My body sways to the music while I leave the garment behind. The air is comforting against my legs. I set to work, dancing and swirling. I stick my ass out a bit. It's hard to explain why, but I feel the urge to show off. I feel sexy. The music grinds on while I dance for my professor. I move in close, looming over him while flexing my tight abs and running a hand down my body. I'm not sure why I do it. Maybe because I've seen girls do this sort of thing in porn? Rich scans up and down my body. The sight sends me into overdrive. My dick swells to its full length while my thumbs hook into my waistband. I stare down into those beautiful amber eyes while my mind goes blank. The music flows through my limbs. That's all I can focus on. Nothing else matters. I pull the underwear down my slender legs, causing my erection to bounce free. The music stops. There's a moment of absolute stillness while Rich just stares at my boner. Lucidity returns to me. My heart screams with panic. I'm sorry. I take a step back and glance away. I don't know why I...
No. It's fine.
He drops the flute, a knowing smile forming on his lips.
Just look at you.
He steps behind me, wrapping his powerful arms around my core and pulling me into a reach-around hug. My back presses against his warm, hairy chest. My ass touches his big, soft bulge. His muscles encase me, causing my face to redden like a strawberry. Even my upper chest is blushing. Those hard, calloused hands scrape down my stomach, moving with the same purposeful grace as when he plays the flute. His touch triggers a reaction. My body trembles.
Pure. Polished.
He whispers into my ear.
Tell me, Liam, what does it mean to become a flute?
It means having a musician in charge. It means being played. I gulp.
Good. Good.
His hands travel lower, wrapping around my hard dick. The friction sends a pulse of pleasure up my core. My knees wobble. Something firm pokes me in the ass. He's getting hard, too.
You could become so perfect, so beautiful. In the hands of a skilled man, you could produce sounds that are truly rare. To become the instrument, though, you need to give your mind and your body. It's not simply a mental transformation. It's physical.
My vision blurs while he fondles my dick. Fucking hell. What's happening? This is the most sexual contact I've ever had, but it's not with a girl. It's with my fucking music teacher. Why am I hard? No. 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 This is bad. I shouldn't be here. I can't move, though. His beautiful music is still running through my mind. The way his fingers move over the flute keys. The way they move over my dick. I admire him so much. I'm confused. I don't understand these feelings. How do I become a flute? Please teach me. I want to be a good student. I want to make beautiful music for you.
Something's missing.
What? He releases me and steps to his desk, reaching into a drawer. He returns and holds out his hand, presenting a tiny silver device. It's a metal tube that's closed on one end. The chrome bars are polished and shiny. It looks like a piece of music equipment. Maybe a flute accessory? No. A little brass padlock is affixed to the base. That's not for music.
This is for you.
What is it?
A chastity cage. A home for your cock.
My nose crinkles. I step back. What the hell are you talking about?
Relax. Think about it for a moment. The male sex drive is a powerful thing. It occupies so much of a man's mental energy. Imagine if that could be dispelled. Think of all the free time you'd have. You'd be able to practice music more. You'd have improved mental clarity. Locking the dick forces your body to move beyond carnal urges. Over time, your sexuality will fade, allowing you to focus on what's really important.
Wait, really? I move back in, staring at the cage with curious eyes. The bars are harsh and unsettling. They look uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is a tool to help you.
He steps behind me and pulls me back into a strange hug. His sweaty, musky scent fills the air. So warm. His hairy body calms me. Being wrapped in his arms feels so natural. But, Professor, are you gay?
Not at all. This is just music, Liam. Nothing gay about it. We need to do this. Trust me, all the top musicians are doing it. It's normal.
My eyelids flutter while he strokes my cock. All right. Maybe we can try it. Just a test.
Yeah, exactly. Just a test.
His nose glides down near my neck, inhaling something invisible in the air.
So much potential inside you. I can smell it.
But becoming a flute.
Slender and bright, just like your favorite instrument.
He strokes up and down my hairless chest.
But flutes are streamlined. They don't have anything poking out.
I look down at my pink hard cock. It suddenly seems disgusting, out of place. You're right. It's in the way. It's a distraction. He pulls his hand back before swinging it down hard, smacking my dick. Pain blazes atop the shaft. His slap grazes my balls, causing my knees to nearly buckle. The stunned erection rapidly deflates. He holds me close against his chest, gently brushing his hard dick up and down against my ass. My cock goes soft while my eyes water.
Flutes need to be sleek, no unnecessary parts.
He grabs my flaccid penis and moves the glittering chastity cage close. The cold bars slide over my pink cockhead, sending a chill into the delicate skin. I stand frozen while he forces my penis inside the prison, bunching it up against my body. A click rings out as he snaps the padlock shut. The sound reverberates off the rehearsal hall walls. He lets go. My dick hangs off my body like a foreign appendage. The metal pulls it toward the ground. It's a bizarre, terrifying sensation. It's like looking down to see one of your legs missing. Are you sure about this? This will really help with my music?
Yeah, you'll be able to focus. Soon, music will be the only thing you can think about. This is the path to perfection.
Leaving distractions behind. Focusing on what's important.
But we need to keep it a secret. Only elite musicians would understand. The average person would get the wrong idea. Promise me you'll never tell anyone about our special lessons.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.